Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
So as Mark and Kim just mentioned, Scottie Scheffler did win his second of his, second in 3 years, the Green Jacket on Sunday, shooting a 68 to finish 11 under. And if you wanted to know who won last place, that was one Mr. Tiger Woods. He did come in last. He shot his worst round in his life at the Masters on Saturday, but he did come back on Sunday with a 5-over for a 77 to shoot dead last, 16-over par.
60th wow. place. He finished 16-over?
Yeah, 16th-over. 16-over, yes. There was another big story that came out of the Masters, though. That was Vern Lundquist's last broadcast of the Masters. That was his final call. He is retiring at age 83.
Wow.
The funny thing is, though, we look at like 16 over par and we're like, oh, 16 over par. I'm like, I would be at 590 over par. Like, it would if I tried.
If I ever shot in the 80s at golf, I would just retire right then. I'd never pick another club up. I'd be so happy. And he had the worst round of golf in his life. Holy cow.
Went home and cried into his millions and millions of dollars.
I'm sure he did.
The dystopian action picture Civil War took the first place over the box office weekend. It debuted at $25.7 million, and it's the biggest R-rated start of the year so far. So, the first R-rated
Tell
movie.
Us, Carl.
I didn't like it.
Really? Why not?
It's an attack on
both. The guy who did it, Alex Garland, he's British, so he doesn't know anything about American politics or anything like that. So he has Florida, California, and Texas banding together to attack the rest of the country.
California,
right?
Yeah, okay.
That Florida is going to partner with California.
But that's beyond the point. It's just the movie for the first hour and 20 minutes is just it doesn't make any sense. The last 25 minutes, the assault on the White House is shot well, and the sound is amazing because I saw it in IMAX, but you have to get to the first hour and 20 minutes before you get to the good part.
I think I'll probably skip that.
I don't think you would care for it.
No, it sounds pretty woke to me.
It looks like Godzilla and King Kong came in second. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire took third. Kung Fu Panda and Dune Part 2 rounded out the
top five. There's another Ghostbusters movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did I miss that?
I didn't know any of Empire. That.
I wouldn't say you missed it.
I will miss it.
I have not seen it. They screened it and I had a hockey game.
No, thank you.
It looks like a group of quote-unquote professional squatters have taken over a London pub owned by celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay and are brazenly threatening legal action against anyone who tries to kick them out.
Ugh.
At least six freeloaders broke into Ramsay's York and Albany Hotel and Gastro Pub, which is for sale for $16.1 million. They boarded up the windows, locked the doors with kitchen utensils, and glued the locks. The invaders say they have a right to be there since it is not a residential building.
I am so tired of squatters and them saying, we have rights to be here. No, you absolutely don't. You
don't
own the place.
Well, they do in some places, unfortunately, because idiot legislators have given them those rights.
Yeah, but the thought of that is like so cringeworthy. Like nails on a chalkboard for me.
Sue, as a realtor, have you ever gone into a home and there were squatters there?
No, but, I realize that happens. But mostly with listings, you know, they will have just shot pictures and they've got it officially set up. And if it hasn't sat on the market for a while, then that's generally not going to happen.
Good. I hope that never happens to you.
I was like,
me too.
How freaky would that be if you just open up the door and there's just random people?
That would not be great. I have to tell you, that would not. I have to bring out my pepper spray. I think.
Dom mentioned a couple things that they're doing for tax day as far as food. Grubhub is looking for or helping customers survive tax season by offering a $15 discount on delivery orders worth $25 or more. You just got to use the code TAXBREAK. And TGI Fridays is offering a new limited cocktail and a BOGO entree offering. The new drink's called the Tax Break. It features tequila, citrus, agave, strawberry, and passion fruit, and it's got a sidecar of Hennessy.
Is that $15 off their, what, $60 delivery fee for Grubhub?
It helps, doesn't it? It helps.
It helps.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.